Well, it's an absolute cliche, but when you said political problems, I thought immediately, well, how can the sea help with the interminably troublesome and boring problem of Brexit?
So did you all hear that at the back? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of knew someone was going to answer that.
It's just in the room, isn't it? Well,
yeah.
Yeah, very much.
Okay, so is it because it's boring and going on, or is it because it feels intractable? It feels impossible.
Intractable.
Yeah.
Well, I always think of the barriers that we have in the sea that aren't necessarily very visible. And what you get in the marine environment is you get the sun warming the surface of the sea. And I'll get there, don't worry, I'm going in the right direction. and it produces a layer of warmer water on the surface. And that produces a kind of invisible barrier. So it's not a barrier to us, so to speak, because we're quite big and we can go through that. But it's a barrier to other animals, like plankton, for example, which are really, really tiny and are moving through the waters like treacle for them. And these boundaries in the sea, like between that warmer water and the cooler water, or where it gets mixed because of the tide, that forms quite a big barrier to plankton. But actually, where water masses meet, so where you get the warmer water on the cooler water, or where you get that more stratified water mixed with the mixed water, you get friction. And when you get that friction, although it feels like a barrier, actually things are moving across that. So wherever things move in the sea, things are mixing in, and actually it becomes quite a productive environment. So you're getting lots and lots of animals being aggregated there. There's lots of nutrients being mixed in, producing a lot of more plankton, and then fish are coming in, and dolphins and seabirds, and actually that barrier becomes quite productive. I'm kind of hoping maybe it'll end up being a positive thing.
I think I'd like to talk about the idea of change and the rate of change and how that is so problematic, not just for us, but for certain animals in the sea. So if you think about the depth of the sea and how some animals, or all animals, are evolved to live at different depths of the sea. So fish, for example, they have swim bladders that give them buoyancy at different depths. And some have swim bladders that they can control by, they let out air by burping or farting, and that means they can go down, or they can go up to the surface and gulp more air, and that makes them more buoyant. So they can kind of control where they are. But those are sort of fish near the surface. But fish lower down, like species like cod, actually they do it in a chemical way. So their swim bladders are amazingly ingenious, but the rate of change is very slow for them. So if, example, so you see a trawler going through catching cod, they'll bring cod up very fast. And when they bring cod up really fast, the cod swim bladder basically just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then once it gets to the surface, the bladder explodes. It's a really violent death for that cod. So there's something about how the pressure of the sea and the different layers and the different sort of ecosystems we inhabit, just to pass through them like that so quickly, and for that to be enforced on the fish, seems life-threatening in a way. There's something about a gradual change, gradual incremental change might be a much more productive and healthy way forward for us.